doesn't play for Harbor Beach, they're going to be in a world of hurt tonight. Sandusky just has too many weapons.
Well, I see I picked Sandusky 60-43 over Harbor Beach, and you took Sandusky 66-22. Looking at the other matchup tonight, the Addison Pigeon Bayport Lady Lakers at Ugly. Of course, we talked about that a little bit. Ugly's the winless. Lakers is second place. They had a chance to maybe get their title over there, but they've been so up and down. Coach Kamen's not sure what team's going to come out. You know, they're asked by one to Harbor Beach, and then earlier than that, they blew Harbor Beach away when they played them before. So I think Lakers is going to settle down there, and they're going to take this game 66-31. You've got Lakers 55, Ugly 28.
Yeah, I think Lakers has too much power for Ugly. Even if Ugly comes to play, I think Lakers walks out there with a victory.
And then we go over to Class C, number 89, which is the Class 90. Whoever wins this district will go on to meet at regionals in Bonnex. And that first game is Saginaw Arts and Science at Reese. And, of course, Reese is hosting that game. There's no doubt about it. The Reese Rockets are going to take care of them. 70-31 is what I'm taking. And, Brent, you've got them 68-21. I think that's pretty much a given there, unless Lightning strikes or we're in Reese.
Yeah, Reese is going to rock out there pretty handily, I think.
And the next game is Genesee at New Lothrop, and that's pretty much the same situation. New Lothrop plays in a tough league over there, and New Lothrop should come away. And they went from Class D to Class C and won titles, and both of them have been running up there for so long, they don't know what it's like to not win in districts. But I think they're going to pull off that win, 65-18. You've got them 70-26. Let me swing over to Saginaw Buena Vista at Montrose Hill McCoy, which they're the host school this year, Montrose is. And Buena Vista girls are not like the Buena Vista boys by far. They're 1-15, and Montrose should pick up an easy win over them, 54-33. You've got them 50-30. So that'll pretty much tell you that league over there, it's either here or nothing. Now, this first round is going to be a blur, but after that, there's going to be some tight games. Then quickly we take a look at the Cass City Class C number 81, which is Brown City at Memphis. Memphis, of course, won down in the North Central League and done a good job down there, but Brown City's going to handle them, I think, 45-38. Brent, you got Brown City 54-30?
Yeah, I don't think we'll have any trouble with Memphis tonight.
And then Vassar at Mayville, that's pretty much a given. Mayville they only won two games. They were both over Owen Gage NCTL teams, 63-20. I took them. You took them 50-26. And then we got Dryden at Marlette. Marlette's run on a roll, and, you know, both Marlette and Brown City think that they're going to run this district now that Sandusky's out of it, and they should, at least the first round. And I've got Marlette easily 73, Dryden 24. You got 64-30 there?
Yes.
And we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll finish up the other Class C, and we'll give you the starting lineup. So we'll be back right after these messages.
When you need good, reliable transportation you can count on at an affordable price, think Buchholz Auto Sales of Bannax. They're your source for nice, dependable vehicles priced under $4,500. It's an ideal place to find an affordable car for you or your teenager, a second family car, or a way-to-work car. Inventory changes daily, but they usually have some 2002 to 2005 models on hand. Buchholz Auto Sales at 945 South Van Dyke, right next to WLEW, is open 9:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9:30 to noon Saturday. Buchholz Auto Sales was paying cash for clunkers, dead or alive, long before the government ever thought of it, and Buchholz will even haul it away.
Orion dribbles it down the court, passes to Shelby at the top of the key. Shelby cuts down the lane and, blatantly fouled by Smith. Shelby will get two free throws. It doesn't look like Shelby's getting up. He may be out for the remainder of the game.
When you have any sports injury, major or minor, talk to your doctor. Then take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation of Bad Axe. Certified athletic trainer Stacey Cray knows all sports. She has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 6 years. Stacey Cray is trained in sports-specific injuries. Knowing past and future physical demands on the injured area helps her design the most effective treatment program to get you back in the game fast. When sports injury rehabilitation is prescribed, get the best care from the people who care and who know sports injuries. Narayan Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53. Need a special appointment time? Narayan Rehabilitation can schedule treatments outside of regular business days, and they're already expanded hours.
Is your checking account pulling its weight? Put North Star Bank's Star Electronic Checking to the test.
Hi, this is Esther Hill from North Star Bank. Our Star Electronic Checking could be the perfect match for you. Enjoy no minimum balance requirements, unlimited check writing, and free e-statements when you enroll in any of our convenient automated services, including free online banking, free direct deposit, or free StarCheck debit card. And don't forget, with North Star Bank's ATM rebate program, you can use any ATM in the United States, and your fees will be reimbursed up to 5 times per month. Put our Star Electronic Checking to work for you today.
Visit any of North Star Bank's convenient locations in Akron, Bad Axe, Carroll, and Pigeon, or online at www.northstaratthome.com. Member FDIC.
We're back here at Kansas City High School. They're just getting the starting lineups ready to go here, where the Kansas City Lady Redhawks are hosting the Bad Axe Hatchets in the first round of the Class C number 90 district. Brett Flanner, myself, Sue Schrader, glad you could join us on Cruise 102. We were breaking away. The last one we had to cover, Brett, was Class C 88, which is out of the area, St. Charles and Saginaw-Nouvelle. That's a given. Nouvelle should run that whole thing. We both picked them to win. The other was Mara Breckenridge. I took Breckenridge 45 over Mara. You took Mara. Beaverton at Coleman. Beaverton 55. You took Beaverton also. And then in the other one that we got going around is closer to home, Class D. Keith at Port Hope. Port Hope 44, Caseville 33. You took Port Hope also 36-32. I think that'll be a good matchup there. Caseville's got a chance. If Port Hope doesn't come out on fire and shooting and Caseville gets the lead, I think Port Hope will be in trouble.
You're exactly right.
And I believe we'll get back to tonight's game. You got starting lineups for us?
I do. Starting for Bad Axe at guards, we have Sam Janik and Justine Morneau. Forwards, Shelby Fligger and Rachel Brielt. And at center, senior Taylor Brielt. And for the home Kansas City Redhawks at guard, the two Parrish sisters, Megan and McKenzie. Forwards, Amanda Clifton and Carly Hendrick. And at center, Logan Rowell.
And the winner of tonight's game moves on to play Wednesday night at 8 o'clock versus the USA Lady Patriots, who are 5-6 and 10-9. So both teams are looking to move on to play them and get into it. As you know, this is win or go home. And both teams are getting their final instructions here right now from their coaches. And Brent, who do you think the star player is going to have to be for Bad Axe? Who's going to have to be the step-up player, not their regular, you know, not the Briard sisters that we always have, but who's going to be the player that's going to be the difference maker tonight?
You know, maybe I'll take Sam Janik, kind of a surprise player. She's been starting ever since Taylor Brown had a season-ending knee injury. She's been scoring some points at times, and she can shoot that 12- to 15-foot jump shot. So if they forget about her, I would say she could be a key on the outside.
And, of course, you said on the other side was Amanda Clifton, so we'll watch to see how she does. And you think that'll be the defensive wise. Bad Axe comes out in their navy blue with the blue and white trim. They will be going right to left on your dial. Kansas City comes out in their home whites with the maroon trim, and they will be going left to right. And we're going to get started here with the tip-off and with March Madness as we go around here. And you're going to have to help me with the girls. I love doing the girls, but I never get to see them. So Bad Axe wins the tip there quite easily. And they're going to bring it up the court. Janet brings it up, sets up her offense. She throws it over to Fligger. Up to Morneau on the left-hand side, down inside to Brielt. Brielt spins, goes up, doesn't get the roll. Brielt's sister grabs it, puts it up, no good. Kansas City gets the rebound, but they step out of bounds. Going to go back to Kansas City.
I will tell you, if Alex can get the ball that easily into either Rachel or Taylor Brielt, it's going to be a long night for Kansas City. That was awfully easy down there.
And why do post players not use the backboard? Both of those baskets should have went in. And this time, she uses the backboard there. The senior Brielt there kisses it off the glass and puts it in. If they do that every time and use that backboard, they would score so much more consistently.
If they don't get it on the front of Taylor Brielt and they let her catch the ball with her back to the basket like that, they're going to be in big trouble all night long.
Inside the Logan Rowell there was covered by Rachel Brielt, and she did a good job of altering the shot a little bit. And it's going to go off Kansas City, and Bad Axe gets the ball back. 7:20 in the first quarter here. Bad Axe with the early lead. Full court press coming here by the Red Hawks. Ball up to Taylor Brielt. She tries to bring it up the court. She swings it back to Morneau. Morneau gets it to Rachel Brielt, who gets it down low to Shelby Fligger, who uses the glass in the low back. No good. Gets her on rebound and has it stolen away there by Megan Parrish. Megan Parrish looks to push it up the court to McKenzie. McKenzie Parrish bypasses the Logan Rowell on the right side. She makes the ball fake, pulls it back out, and gives it back to McKenzie Parrish. McKenzie brings it back up.
Go ahead, Brent. Well, I was going to say, one thing that Bad Axe has had trouble with at times this season is the press. So them breaking that early press and getting a nice layup look is a big start for them.
And right there, right off the bat, Kylie Hendricks takes about a 15-footer and nothing but net ties the game up right off the bat. Here, 2-2. And then we have some pressure from Kansas City, and they tip the ball away from Fligger. And again, they come in this man-to-man full-court press, denying the inbounds pass. get the ball inside to Janik. Janik comes up the sideline, gets past one player, comes back to the middle of the court.